What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's quick video is titled I'm Finally Putting My Money Where My Mouth Is and Getting My CDL License, unlike Coach Pitchpill, who puts other things in his mouth. And knowing my luck, I might actually get to see him at the local truck stop, but this video is not about cranny faggots. So, guys, I went to a training academy here at the local college called SIG. That's a training school, I guess, whatever you want to call it. School, academy, my old college, Indian River State College, here in Fort Pierce. Apparently, they offer a trucking program. It's a 5K, 1200 down, and then the other 350 a month for 12 months. And you get your CDL license within 2 months, maybe 10 weeks at the most. So I'm finally gonna go for it, guys. I know I've been telling you, a lot of you guys out there, if you don't come from a rich family, you're not well connected, you didn't win the lottery, you didn't have a fuck you business or job, or you're making, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a month, your best approach really to live the American dream, which is to get your money right, get the fuck out of the country and fuck hot bitches, or in the case of Coach Bitchpill, traps and Thai ladyboys, become a truck driver. And I'm finally gonna be doing that. My restaurant in Colombia, thanks to you guys, is doing well. And the food truck here in America fucking sucks, guys. DoorDash sucks as well. Dude, we don't have a real economy here in America. Like, I traveled across the southern, eastern, southeastern America. Like, I've been from Florida all the way to Georgia, North Carolina. I'm currently in North Carolina. I'm just traveling across the country trying to find how DoorDash is doing, because, you know, Florida being the summer, it's hot, it's humid. Nobody wants to be in fucking Florida during the summer. I don't want to be in Florida during the summer. So I'm going up in the mountainous areas of the Carolinas, like Asheville and shit like that, seeing how DoorDash is doing in cooler areas. It still sucks, guys. Like, yes, I'm getting more orders here in Asheville, but the reality of the matter is, guys, the orders all suck. It's like $2, $3. It's like, okay, at this point, you guys are looking for, like, fucking slaves at this point, you know? For those of you guys who don't know how DoorDash works, is that DoorDash will offer you, like, $2 for an order, but the rest of the money comes from tips, even though it has been known, and even DoorDash had to settle a lawsuit, that DoorDash actually takes some of your tip money for themselves, but they settled that lawsuit, so go figure, right? So what's happening, guys, is that when you get all these orders for like $2, $3, it's a fucking waste of your time, because every order is gonna take you at least 45 minutes to finish. God, this reminds me of Florida, man. Fucking raining, and I see the sun and it's fucking raining. Should I close the windows? It's probably one of those rains. Jesus, my laptop is getting all wet. God damn it. Let me move my laptop out of the fucking way. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, this is probably one of those quick Florida rains where, you know, it's probably gonna be like 5-10 minutes and it's gonna go away. So let me get my towel, put it on the control unit. Yeah, I'm gonna put my towel here, that way, you know, the control units don't get busted or anything of that sort. Do it on the other side. You know what, I'm just gonna turn the car on for a second and I'm gonna close the two back windows. There we go. Oh, shut up. Yeah, I'm using my mom's car, using and abusing my mom's car. As you guys know, I was involved in a fucking car accident. The money I got from the car accident was enough to start up the restaurant. The lady was supposed to pay me restitution, but she didn't show up to court, and they have a bench warrant for her arrest. The lady was of Asian persuasion. She probably went back to her native country. And quite honestly, I wouldn't be blaming her if she went back to her country. Because, you know, if you're an old ass lady and you're getting like drunk as a skunk at like 5 p.m., like your life probably sucks at this point and it's not gonna get any better. And this is the thing that I wanna talk to you guys about. Like, at this point, guys, you should be giving up on America. If you still believe in America right now, after all the nigger shit Trump did, you got a problem if you still believe in Trump right now. Like, my goal right now, guys, is get the CDL license in the next two and a half months. Work my ass off as an OTR driver. I know some of you guys out there who've been doing truck, and you told me that you'd be lucky to make $4,000 the first half year since you're a new driver. And yeah, that might be true, but here's the thing, guys. If I'm making $4,000 a month, like every 2 months I'll be able to like open a I'm gonna turn the car on, man. Fuck this shit. Turn the car on, put the AC on. Fuck this shit. Like, oh damn, got my t-shirt down. Okay, that's fine. Alright, it is what it is, man. It's raining and fuck that shit. You know, spend the extra dollar or two on fucking air condition and shit like that, but that's fine. So, like I was telling you guys, right now, guys, the American dream is just to make as much money as you can in this country and send that money back, you know? I think this is one of the reasons why Trump is trying to get rid of the illegal immigrants, because here's the thing you guys need to understand about a lot of these Hispanic people, you know? These Hispanic people, most of them don't want to live in America. What they do is they take that money and they send it back home, like Latin America. The Indians that Trump wants to bring in, he wants to bring in their entire family. That way they keep that money here. Now that's smart, but you're bringing in Indian scum. And I'll be making a whole video about that. So the Latin people, vast majority of them, guys, they work here 10 years, send their money back home, go retire back in the old country, get themselves a small house out in, you know, out in the middle, well, not in the middle of nowhere, but, you know, get themselves a nice small house back in the old country and just live their life over there, live a peaceful life. That's what I'm doing, guys, and this is why I'm becoming a truck driver, you know. $4,000 a month may not seem a lot, but if you're like me, you're gonna live in the truck, you're gonna work your ass off. Every $8,000 I make is enough for me to open a restaurant in Colombia. So my goal would be to save up a good $20,000-$30,000 and open up restaurants in Colombia. That's really my goal. So my goal right now, guys, is to save up as much money as I can, send that money back to Colombia before shit hit. I mean, the US dollar is losing its currency, is losing its value. So I'm really hoping that we have another 6 months before Trump blows up the country. So in 6 months, if I make like, I mean, best case scenario, somebody would buy my food truck, you know. I'm trying to sell my food truck for $30,000. If somebody buys my food truck, I'd have enough money to open 3 restaurants right now in Medellin. But the food truck has been on the market since January, over almost a year. Nobody even sent me a text message. This just goes to show you guys how bad the economy is. Look, I'm out here in Asheville right now, dudes. Like, the economy is really bad, guys. This is not gonna get better. This is what I want. This is the whole point of this video, guys. This is not going to get better. Things will get worse and worse and worse, you know? And in all honesty, guys, I just don't want to be here anymore, dudes. Like, the name of the game is make as much money as I can, send all that money off to Colombia. I want to be able to get like 3 or 4 restaurants going in Colombia. And then, you know, my heart is in Europe. My brain is in Latin America, but my heart really is in Europe. So I want to be able to get like 3-4 restaurants going in Colombia in addition to the one I currently have. If I have like 5 restaurants in Colombia and each one is making me like after everything like $1,500, that's like $7,500. I get 70% of it. My partner is Joanne, the guy who takes care of my motorcycles, he gets 30%. And you know, his job is to simply manage my investment portfolio in Colombia. So if I have 5 restaurants and each one is making me on average $1,500 American at the end of the day, that's what, $7,500 American. 30% goes to Joanne. And then I'm gonna have like what, 4K coming to me, which is fine. Like 4K coming to me, that's good money. At the same time, guys, I want to be able to open a restaurant in Eastern Europe, maybe Poland, maybe Latvia. I'm really thinking about Latvia, guys. I know I've been telling you Ukraine is kind of unstable, not to mention all their people. They don't have any more people in Ukraine at this point, guys. So I'm either thinking Latvia or Poland, get a couple of restaurants going over there. I'm not a restauranter. To me, restaurants are like no different than fucking, I don't know. It's just another money grab, you know. I don't care about food. I don't care about restaurants. It's just that restaurants really are the easiest way for you to get money if you know what you're doing. You can get residency. You can get a bank account. So restaurants really are the perfect way for you to get your foot into another country. Like, for example, in Colombia, guys, after I'm done opening 4 or 5 restaurants in Colombia, God willing, of course, I'm thinking of going into, like, transportation, logistics, exports, you know, exporting stuff from Colombia to the rest of the world. Like, I don't know, fucking bananas, avocados, doing transportation within Colombia. Maybe starting up my own cargo company in Colombia. Those are things that I really am looking at. There's a lot of potential in Colombia, guys. But that's in the long run, not now. Like right now, guys, half a year, do this fucking truck thing for half a year. Work my ass off. I'm going to see if I can work like a 1 month on the truck. Then 2 weeks, go to Colombia, get a restaurant going in Colombia in 2 weeks. My current game plan, guys, is half a year working the food, not the food truck, half a year working with my CDL over the road, make $24,000, $25,000, strategically open restaurants in Colombia. And then after that, you know, assuming fucking Trump doesn't destroy America, maybe spend another year driving truck. Because after the first half year of driving truck, you become seasoned. So you're able to go to a different company, get a little bit more money. I know some of you guys are clearing like $70,000-$80,000 a year after 1 year of driving truck. So I'm thinking like after the first half year of doing truck, I spend another year and a half, and save up money to open a restaurant in Latvia or Poland, maybe buy a home in Latvia, guys. That's my goal, guys. Like my goal is getting the fuck out of America. Like the American dream at this point, guys, is pretty much make as much money in UK as you can in this country. Take that money out of this country. At this point, guys, you know, one of the reasons why I'm not making that many videos anymore is because there's really nothing to talk about anymore. Like Sandman said, right now we are in self-preservation mode. We're not in breeding mode, okay? I'm not walking around like, hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight, you know? I'm in self-preservation mode so I can get the fuck on out of here. That's number one. Number two, it's clear as daylight that Trump is the Antichrist. Even the Prophet Muhammad said, The jail will have the word kafir tattooed on his forehead. Even a blind man can see it. Can a blind man see? No, a blind man cannot see. But this just goes to show you, it's so fucking obvious that Donald Trump is the Antichrist. And yeah, Donald Trump will destroy America. That's his job. Donald Trump's job is to destroy the United States of America. So if you're smart guys, like, I'm lucky to have that first round going to Colombia. Like, fucking worst case scenario, guys, I can go to Colombia and live off of my restaurant over there. I wouldn't be able to invest in another restaurant if I'm living off of the money I'm making over there. But if I'm here in America, I'm making money here, I'm able to send money back to Colombia, I'm then able to... It all comes down to how many restaurants you have, you know? If I have 5 restaurants in Colombia, I can live off of like 1, maybe 2 of them, and then the other 3, the more money they make, the more I'm able to open up other restaurants, you know. I don't want to only have like fucking 5 restaurants in all of Colombia. I mean, 5 restaurants in Medellin alone, that would be awesome. But there's Cartagena, there's Cali, there's Bucaramanga, there's Bogota, there's so many places in Colombia I can have restaurants at, you know. I can probably have like 40, 50 restaurants easy throughout Colombia. Yes, no problem. It's just that, you know, get the first 4 or 5 going in Medellin. So right now the rain is beginning to stop a little bit, you know. Again, it's like Florida, man. Fucking sunny outside, you see the motherfucking sun, it rains. But like I thought, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, it's over. It's only been raining for like 20, 25 minutes. And like I said, guys, so my immediate goal right now, guys, is I'm driving my ass off with DoorDash, trying to make as much money as I possibly can. Start the truck driving school middle of September. 2 months later, get my CDL. And then start working as a truck driver, OTR, try to make as much money as I can. I don't mind working 1 month on, 2 weeks vacation. I'll just go to fucking Colombia and check out my restaurant over there, look at other properties. And then long run, guys, get something going in Eastern Europe. Maybe buy me an apartment in Eastern Europe as well. So that's my game plan, guys. Immediate half, you know. And I also have a settlement coming in from the lady who hit me from her insurance company. But being absolutely realistic, that insurance, if I'm her insurance policy max is $25,000. The lawyer takes a third of that, like $8,000-$9,000. The doctors are probably gonna take another $8,000-$9,000. So I'd be lucky if I get like $8,000 out of it, which would be enough for me to open another restaurant in Colombia. But I don't want to be doing this shit where literally every penny is spent, and, you know, fucking, if you're a penny short, you go out of business. Fuck that nigger shit, dudes. I don't want to be living on the edge like that anymore. So this is why I'd rather go into truck driving. By the time I get an insurance payout, it's 90 days, so 90 days from now, that's gonna be fucking what, end of the year or something like that, 3 months from now, September, October, November, yeah. You know, so by the time I get a payout, I'll be working as a cab, as a truck driver. So is my car heating up? No, my car. Is it me or is Asheville like fucking... No, my car is fine. Let me close the air condition. Yeah, it stopped raining. You know what it is, guys? Because Asheville is... I see smoke, but I don't smell smoke. It's not my car. You know what it is, guys? Because Asheville is up in the mountains, kind of like fog, shit like that. You know what? You know, I'm from Florida. I'm not used to this mountain life. So I guess here in Asheville, because it's 2,200 feet up in the mountains, when it rains and it's a hot day, I guess it produces like smoke or something like that. Maybe you people who live in the mountainous areas, maybe you guys can let me know. But I think it's kind of like smoke from the rain. You know, it was hot. It was like almost 90 degrees. And then it fucking rains. And I guess with the elevation and shit like that, it produces smokeless smoke. I still see the smoke. It's not my car. My car is fine. So anyways, I think that smoke is from the rain and high elevation and fucking cold and hot and shit like that. But anyway, guys, going back to what I was saying is that the American dream, guys, right now is just make as much money as you can and send it overseas. Like, I'm fortunate enough where I have a bank account in Colombia, so literally the money that I'll make from the truck driving and the insurance is gonna go back to Colombia, guys, because again, the US dollar is getting purposely destroyed. Again, Trump is an accelerationist. His job is to destroy the US economy. And I've said this before, guys, you know, God has a plan. You know, you cannot postpone God's plan and you cannot hasten God's plan. So what that means, guys, is that even though God's plan cannot be moved, it simply means that you should be, is that you should do what's in your best interest. Like, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, like, the best thing we should be doing is that we should be taking as much money as we can from America, taking it overseas, because the sooner America falls, the better. We can't have this system going on forever. You know, this beast system, this antichrist system, we can't have it going on forever. It has to fall. I'm just looking at the smoke. I wonder if you guys can see the smoke. Look at the smoke over there. Again, coming from Florida, I never did this mountain life where it rains and hot, then it rains. I don't know if you guys can see the smoke or not. There it is over there. It's not my car. It doesn't have a smell to it. I just see. That's definitely not my car. Is it my car? You know what? Let me go outside. There is no way that's my car. Because I see the smoke coming from a different area. It's not just coming from my car. No, my car is fine. Huh. No, it's not my car. Nah, that smoke, that's definitely not my car, guys. Yeah, that smoke is definitely not my car. That smoke is coming from, again, heat, humidity, cold, shit like that. Okay, so that's good news. So my car is not catching on fire, I guess. So, going back to what I wanted to say, guys, is that the weather here in Asheville is a little bit better than Florida. Yeah, sure, it gets hot during the day, but it doesn't have the humidity. And then later on at night, it gets a little bit cold. So Asheville is not a bad place. Some people been telling me go to Greensboro. Maybe you guys can let me know, is Greensboro a better place for me to go to other than Asheville? Because from what I can tell, Asheville is like fucking college kids, shit like that. So these people don't have money. So when it comes to like fucking DoorDash, you know, they don't tip and shit like that. So yeah, guys, I'm finally gonna do it, dudes. I'm finally gonna become a truck driver. Put my money where my mouth is, you know. So you guys out there watching this video, dudes, like, again, if you don't have a high paying job, you don't have a business that's allowing you to make a few money, you don't have rich parents, you're not well connected, you haven't won the lottery, honestly, at this point, your best option is drive truck, save up as much money as you can, buy yourself an apartment overseas, you know. And because here's the thing, dudes, like, if you save up $100,000 and you go out and you start a business overseas and it fails, or you get scammed, you lost all your money. But if you make $100,000 and you buy yourself an apartment for $60,000, $70,000, or even $80,000 in Eastern Europe, that apartment is yours. And really, once you have a place to live in Eastern Europe, all you have to like pay for at that point is like fucking food, you know. And you can eat, if you cook your own food, you can easily eat for less than $10 a day in Europe, you know. So you guys out there, man, like, my game plan would be, again, drive truck, save up $100K, buy an apartment in Eastern Europe, not in the big cities, maybe in a smaller city in Latvia or in Poland. You can get apartments for under $100K that are nice. So get yourself an apartment for $100K and then figure out how to make some money on the side. Because again, if you have your own apartment in Eastern Europe, all you're going to be paying for is food, electricity, just some small stuff here and there. So realistically speaking, guys, if you have your own apartment in Eastern Europe, you can probably get away with a budget of $500 a month, you know. At that point, you can probably go to like fucking Upwork.com and Fiverr.com, be a freelancer and, you know, offer your services to, like, I don't know, proofread books or some dumb shit like that, and you'll be able to make like $500 a month, you know. So you guys out there watching this video, again, if you don't have a few money from wherever or from whomever, get into trucking, get yourself a CDL license. Don't let the company pay for it. Some companies will pay for your CDL. Yes, they will. But they're going to treat you like a bitch. They're going to have you work with them at least a year. They're going to have you go on runs that are not profitable for you. So don't do it, guys. A lot of places, they offer all sorts of discounts. And again, the place I'm going to, the price tag for the whole course, 8 weeks, $5,400, $1,200 down, $350 a month for the next 12 months. You know, God willing, I'll be able to pay that off in like, what, the second or third week of driving truck, you know, maybe by the end of the year, as far as we know. So yeah, you guys out there, never ever let a school pay for your trucking. Is it gonna get raining again? Do I have to roll up the windows? And fucking damn, dude, looks like I have to do that shit again. I don't know, guys. Even though I've been in Asheville for only a couple of hours, I don't like what I see, man. This fucking stop and go rain, man, not really liking it. And low DoorDash orders, I don't know. I like the weather, but I like the temperature, yes, but I really don't like the weather of stop and go rain and DoorDash orders that are only a couple of dollars. But yeah, guys, I thought I'd give you a heads up on what I've been doing. I know it's been over 2 weeks since I uploaded a video on MGTOW TV. It's at this point, guys, self-preservation is the most important thing. Preserve your life and go overseas, dudes. Like, the American dream at this point, guys, is to live overseas. You know, guys, I took notice. There's Bojangles in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. There used to be a Bojangles in Florida where I was, like, a couple of decades ago. But not anymore. But anyways, this is not the point of this video. Fucking really don't like this weather, dudes. I really don't like this weather where it all of a sudden it gets calm and then the rain starts up again. Really don't like that nigger shit, but it is what it is. So yeah, guys, finally putting my money where my mouth is. God willing, I'll start working on my CDL in the middle of September. 2 months later, God willing, I'll graduate And again, best case scenario, if I sell the food truck for like $30,000 or even $25,000, I'll take that money, I'll go to Colombia, I'll open 2, maybe 3 restaurants, and then I'll be able to live off of one of them, and then I'll let the other 2 restaurants go toward opening a 3rd and a 4th and a 5th and so on. So yeah guys, I'm gonna let you know how the trucking thing goes as well. Anyway guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.